Thanks for joining me. Great to have your company. Back to your calls very shortly. 1-300-736-736. 1-300-736-736. But a friend of mine had a sad passing in her family a couple of days ago. In fact, yesterday, Sarah Jones, granddaughter of Jack Jones, famous bomber Jack Jones, 175 games, three premierships, fought in the 24th Battalion. And he's passed away, and it's sad news. There's a great special that you will see on Fox Footy, and Sarah can tell you more about that. In fact, plenty happening on Fox Footy, a bit of Fox Footy Live with Sarah and I a little bit later on today as well. I'm part of that from 3 o'clock today, but you'll see that on Fox Footy every day, Fox Footy Live, and some live game recalls from games of the past. But great to have Sarah Jones with me, with thanks to Tobin Funeral Brothers Funeral as well. Tobin Brothers Funeral, celebrating lives tonight, replaying that tribute to the late Jack Jones on SEN, replaying his recent feature interview from Peter Donegan on This Is Your Sporting Life from 10 p.m. right here on SEN. Thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals. Sarah Jones joins me. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to you. Horrible times, but obviously Jack was so close to your heart, and he got to know your grandkids, and old Poppy's passed away.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dwayne. He was a very special grandfather and father and great-grandfather to my daughters and my sister and my brother. We're all so happy that he was able to play an important role in our kids' lives. They called him Old Poppy because he was so old. 95 is a magnificent innings, and he was a great storyteller. Loved hearing him talk about his days at the Bombers, and they were glory days. Dick Reynolds, Bill Hutchison, John Coleman, superstars that he played alongside. And he was lucky enough to play in 7 grand finals in 6 years. He played in a drawn grand final, and he just must have had an amazing time playing in such a brilliant era for the red and black. And in that respect, I think he's really been the link between the past and the present in football. And I think that's why so many people really liked and respected him.
So I've got a grandmother in her 90s that I have, that is still alive, but I haven't been able to talk to for about 5 or 6 years because of dementia, which is a sad thing. Was Jack able to give a few of his stories to your kids as well?
Yeah.
Did he keep telling stories about football back in those days and the differences between then and now?
He did. He was really sharp even towards the end. And I spoke to him on Saturday after the Bombers game, and I told him the Bombers had got the win and plenty of people had said to say hello. He loved the footy industry. He loved the community and the Bombers, the football club. He adored everyone out there, and he loved going to functions and talking to people and mixing with people of all ages. He ran the tours at Windy Hill for quite a while and was able to impart some of that knowledge to footy fans. And I think Anzac Day was a really special day for Pop, and that connection between someone who served in the Second World War and who played football, and it linked together quite nicely with the Bombers playing Collingwood. So we will certainly miss him, and I think more so around Anzac Day and those special family gatherings that he's been at for such a long time that we won't have him here for those anymore.
So he did like footy, the current footy?
I think he loved the football environment, I think. He loved the community and the club. And I suppose, Dwayne, what we saw on Monday with really the heart and soul being torn out of our clubs, the people are the fabric of our clubs, the fans having no fans over the weekend. It was a strange experience, but it really did reinforce that fans truly are what make up our great game, and people at clubs, from the boot studders to the property stewards, to the physios, the doctors, all of these people are what makes the football club. And I think Pop really appreciated that and had a lot of really good relationships with people. He loved going to the footy. I think it was more to socialise and actually watch the game itself. But he did very much keep up with what was happening and have a pretty good understanding of, you know, the modern game.
Talking to Sarah Jones, This Sporting Life is on tonight, late Jack Jones, 10 p.m. tonight, right here on SEN, thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives at Tobin Brothers Funerals. So make sure you catch that at 10 p.m. tonight, especially if you're a Bomber fan. You'll be on air today, Sarah. I presume you're part of Fox Footy Live at the moment. I'm doing my shift later on today.
Yes, I think I'm kicking things off at 3 p.m. with Nick Riewoldt and David King. So talking through everything that's happening in the football world. Unfortunately, we don't have the games to be keeping people amused at the moment. But I think people are still craving that footy fix and still craving that sense of the news cycle that is football. There's so much doom and gloom going around at the moment. So many people are at home and doing the right thing, self-isolating. So for us to be able to speak to footy fans and keep them up to date of a situation that is ever changing and constantly moving, I think Fox Footy Live is going to be a really important show to just keep that connection with the footy fans. And we don't know ourselves at this time of year. It's March. We're supposed to be talking about hard ball gets and inside 50s, and we're not. So it's a changing landscape, but having that connection with our Fox Footy family and being able to speak to people at home, I think, is really cool. And Fox Footy Live, we have a bit of fun as well. We try to keep it light in some cases because there is so much serious news going on at the moment. So 3 o'clock I'll be on, and then I think you're taking over after me, Duane.
Looking forward to it, Sarah. And some live game recalls. Now, I've got Friday night's game. Hutto's doing Thursday night. But the bosses here at Fox Footy have only told me that I'm doing an old Essendon game. So I don't know which game I'm doing. Have you chosen one for me to call?
No,
is it from the 80s or the 90s?
I'm in the dark as well, Duane. I hope you're brushing up on players of all eras because it could really be from any time. I know it's the Bombers in Sydney. I'm doing that game as well. I don't know. I mean, there's some classics off the top of my head. Obviously, there was the Rampy scaling the post. There was the Bombers losing an unlosable game just a couple of years ago up in Sydney.
Yeah, that's Courtney the one you don't Dempsey want to see, going, is it, Sarah? That's the one you don't want. That.
No. It's Plugger and of course, that famous preliminary final. There were some great finals played in the early 2000s as well. There was one where Mark McCurry basically won the game for the Bombers in the first quarter. It was one of the best quarters of football I've ever seen someone play. So I'd love to see that one. Who knows, Swano? But it's going to be fun. And why not have a little bit of fun with it? We can't show the live footy, but any footy's good, isn't it?
Absolutely, Sarah. Great to work with you. I'll be working with you from 3 o'clock today, and I'll be working with you Friday night on the recall. And it's great to hear somebody loves their footy as much as I do, excited about some form of footy. Sarah Jones, who is a delight to work for, even in this week that's been tough for the family. We'll take a break. That's what's happening at Fox at the moment. Some live recalls and some Fox Footy Live from 3 p.m. today. Take a break. Your calls after it. Rod in Listerfield wants to talk Chris Scott. If you want to jump on the line, 1-300-736-736 is the number.